Forward DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge to Mirror Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rec you portion. No announcements this evening, but we do have quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and pick up the Echo Link stations. Good evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And KQ4NHB, Master Danny. He's over in Greenville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, Master Andy up there at Table Rock. And KD4HEY, Master Jim, he's in Logan, Utah tonight. And AA4GH, Master Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LJG, Master Robert, he's up there at River Falls. And KQ4NSX, Master Raymond up there at Traveler's Rest. Pardon me, Raymond, I didn't quite get that out the way I wanted to, but we got it. I apologize. And then we got K4OIM, Master Walt, up there in Inman. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony. And his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, Miss Kim, they're up there in Nashville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And WW4JET, Mr. Matthew, up there at Table Rock. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we've got an Echo Link station up. We'll go over and grab our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And I will be back to you in just a little bit for some comments. So don't go away. Well, how long is it going to take? That's all the Echo Link stations I got, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins and the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
In on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
KI4DOS. Everyone on the net, this is N4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
We're DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Be negative negative night, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Master Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope you are doing well. And N4HHC, Mr. Warren. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And good seeing you this past Saturday up there at the radio rally. Look forward to seeing you again up there when Waynesville has theirs in just a month or two or three, a couple of months when they have the Ramfest up there at Waynesville. Look forward to seeing you then. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zulu Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Everyone on the net. Hope I'm making the repeater okay. I'm kind of sitting under an awning here, mobile. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Again, out mobile tonight. No traffic, no comments, Gary. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to AK4HR, Master Mike, out there on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. You be careful out there on the mobile. And tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. The Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
Miss. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, live in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have no time, no comment. Gary, thanks for calling in.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Quebec. That's KO4LAQ. Martin up in Tomasi, South Carolina. Enjoyed running to you at the radio thing this past weekend. Thanks for calling me next.
4DOS. It's good to hear you calling that any day. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot. Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everyone has had a good day. Wasn't it a beautiful day? KK4JBQ.
Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO. Enjoyed seeing you at the rally there. And please check in, Jim. I am negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. Mr. Sid, hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KE6KEN, Mr. Ken. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well. And KO4LAQ, that's Mr. Martin over there in Tomasi. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Martin. Hope you're doing well. And Martin, I enjoyed meeting a lot of you folks up there that I haven't met before. It was my pleasure. It really was. And I'll try to remember the name and the face on our next meeting. I can't say that I will, but I'll try. That's all I can say. But anyway, appreciate you being with us, and it was a nice meeting you up at the radio rally. We would like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope y'all are doing well. And yes, it was a beautiful, beautiful day out. It was really right pleasant. It was not too hot, not too cold. So didn't get as much done as I wanted to, but it was still a beautiful day. And then we got KO4LAO, Master Jim. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And Jim, you know, like I said, I met a whole lot of folks up there at the radio rally. Enjoyed it, and I hope y'all did as well. And then I'd like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my recognized her earlier. But, you know, she's in the other rooms. But as long as she's here, I'm going to recognize her anyway. let's see if we have additional stations. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We've got another Echo Lake station up. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening. Good evening, Gary. I get to talk to you 2 days early this week. Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Paul Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No checking no rag too, and do be sure and tell me to say hello.
Say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all continue to do good. Have a good week here, young man. And I'll be calling again on Wednesday, the Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. let's see, going back to the alphabet, we'll move up to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Four D with?
Four DOS. This is W Four, Norway, Texas, Quebec. Handles any. In Simpsonville, I'll be into the rural falls through the road.
4DUS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November. Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and a daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, and Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenwood County, B negative and negative. Good seeing you on Saturday, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. I hope you're doing well, and I enjoyed meeting all you fine folks up there at the radio rally. Good seeing y'all, having a time to talk with you just a little bit face-to-face. Enjoyed that immensely, and I will relay your message in there to Joy. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Q KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. And I'll be, oh, I'm in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, Gary.
4DOS. Hello there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Ralph, KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative, negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Hello, up in Capland. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton. No comments, no traffic. Thanks for calling the net. Have a good evening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Master Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Mr. Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, he's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4QHV, Mr. Nick, he's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well. And Nick, did I get your call right?
I can confirm, thanks.
All right, young man, I do appreciate it. Sometimes I can't hardly read my own scribbling over here. I do this with pencil and paper. Sometimes I can't read my own writing, and I got it correct. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for letting me know that. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Ms. Joy, and everyone on that.
DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative. I do have a question, though. On the Echo Link, W4NYK never seems to be on. Is there a new call sign for the Echolink?
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY. Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you are doing well. And Greg, there is a login problem with the W4NYK Echo Link node. They are working to get that resolved, but you can go to W4DJW-R, that's the Echo Link node that's hooked to our repeater right now at this moment. Over. Hey, Greg, hope you can get W4DJW logged into your phone or computer or whatever you want to use. But Dave is... I've lost my train of thought. Dave is gracious enough to let us use his login so we can get into the Echo Link on the repeater, and we do appreciate him doing that. And all the other stuff he does, too, as far as that goes. Additional stations, Uniform 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go to the patient group, which is at the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta tonight, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And thanks, Greg, for asking that question. If you had that question, others have the same. And appreciate that response, Gary. W4DJW, back to net control.
W4DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tight. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary.
Check in Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu KZ4 DZ Joe in Reedville, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
W4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KB2BYQ. That's another Dave. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Got a pair of Daves there in this section tonight. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well and sounding good as always over there from Easley. And then we got KZ4DZ. That's Mr. Joe over in Greenville. Joe, is that a new call?
We're in Reedville, over in Spartanburg County. Reedville. It's a pretty new call sign to me. I upgraded to Extra not too long ago, and when I did, I took the 2x2 call sign, so that's the one they assigned me.
Well, I apologize for saying you were in Greenville. You're in Reedville. You're over close to Rusty, over close to Moore. But anyway, I won't hold that against you. But congratulations on the new call. And again, we appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got everybody in that group, so we'll open it up now to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson. In Greenville, the route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
KI4 DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papad, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, I'll be negative and negative.
West. Please, sir, check in Kilo Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta, Kilo Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta. Jacob and Lawrence, and I'll stick around for the rat shoot.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4GUN. Mr. Nelson over there in Greenville, headed to Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Nelson. Hope you are doing well. You please be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you, so you can continue to grace our airways. But you take care, have a great evening, and I hope you're doing well. Then we got KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. And KM4GKD, Mr. Jacob, down there in Long. Hearing you, young man. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. there must mean we've got them all the first go around, so we'll secure the formal portion of the net. Well, thanks for all those folks that checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the regular portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. And Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit, first on a clean, shiny, dry stump. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. And John tried to see that comet last night, but it was cloudy and stormy to the west of us. Couldn't see a thing. So maybe we'll be able to see something else.
KI4DOS, this is KN4RJN. Well, I couldn't find it either. My skies weren't too great to try and find it, but there is a meteor shower that actually peaked in the early morning hours of today. However, it's still active, and I will go there first. It's the Lyrids, and it actually peaked at 3 o'clock this morning on the 22nd. However, it is active until the end of the month. And it has a zenith hourly rate of about 18. They are of medium speed and fairly bright. And the radiant, if I'm looking, as I look at my stellarium, the radiant is just now breaking the horizon in the northeast. So if you go out after the net, I've got clear skies up here. I'm not sure what you got down there. but go out after the net and look to the northeast and the southeast, and you might be able to catch one of those things. Your best shot is probably a few hours before dawn, but all night long there'll be something going on there. The next one coming up is in May. It will peak out on May 5th. Unfortunately, it'll peak at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So go out a few hours before dawn, either on the 5th or the 6th, and the radiant will be low in the eastern horizon. Look to the northeast and the southeast. They're bright, but they're really fast, so you got to kind of watch close. So we might be able to catch one of those. As far as what the sun is doing, it's kicking up its heels still. And over the next 3 days, we've got a 75% chance of a R1 to R2 mild to moderate radio blackout, which means it's going to be kind of noisy on the daylight side. Anything greater than that, we've got about a 20% chance. And so might have a little difficulty over the next few days. There's several things going on, several regions of the sun that are spewing out stuff. If you want to know the whole technical thing that's going on, please go to my QRZ page and click on the link for Space Weather Woman. Other than that, right now, as I said, the full moon will be tomorrow. It's known as the pink moon. And it doesn't actually turn pink. It's just when the flowers start blooming. It has several names with the indigenous Indians, to include the sprouting grass moon, egg moon, fish moon. Some call it the maple sap boiling moon, the sucker moon, the goose moon, birds laying eggs time moon, and the flower moon. So that'll occur tomorrow. Will be the full moon on that. And other than that, Gary, I will send it back to you.
Tell you what, I appreciate all of the information that you bring us. I was on 80 meters earlier, and boy, 80 meters was just terrible noisy. Has been for the last 2 or 3 days, and probably will be for a while. You know, they try to get on the sideband net, and it's really noisy. But that's okay. You know, that's something we have to deal with. But the sun doing its thing, and the radio waves doing their thing, and that sort of thing. So, we have to put up with it, which is all right, I guess. Gives us something to grumble about, maybe. I did not know that there were so many different names for the moon, the full moon, this time of year. But you got a lot to choose from. You pretty well pick out whatever you want, or just make up a new name, I guess. Sounds to me like, John. But didn't know that was going to happen tomorrow, but I hadn't been keeping up with the full moons and all of that here lately either. Appreciate the information about the meteor shower. I may have to go out on the back deck. Our back deck faces, well, I say I got to go out on the front deck, I guess, because you said to look towards the, did you say the south, the east, or the northeast? I don't remember now, John, because the front of the house faces south and the back of the house faces north.
This is KN4RJN. The radian is coming up right now in the northeast. So if you look to the northeast and northwest, you might be able to catch one again. probably it'll be higher, you know, closer to midnight if you wait and get it up a little bit higher and get the moon out of the way, because the almost full moon is washing out a whole bunch of sky. But it's, yeah, you want to go look to the northeast, north, northwest, all along in there. That's where the radian is, but you can see them just about anywhere. The thing is that they're bright, but they're really, really fast. So you just kind of got to sit back in your lawn chair and just gaze at the sky and see what you can catch. Back to you, sir.
Okay, buddy. Well, I do appreciate that. Like I said, I couldn't remember. You said that the radian was coming up in the northeast, and I said, well, you know, I go out there on the back porch. And then, well, I can go out on either porch. I actually can see more out on the front than I can the back, because we got a great big oak tree that is putting out, you know, its leaves and all of that, which blocks a good chunk of my view of the sky in the backyard. And Joy and I have talked about cutting a tree down. I said, no, I ain't going to do that, because in the summertime when it's 95 and 100 degrees out, that puts out a lot of shade. It keeps the back of the house cool. So I think I'll leave my tree alone.
This is KN4RG, and yeah, I think I would too. If you got a good view of the northern sky out the front porch, go look at it. And that thing's sitting in the south, and it's blocking a whole lot of sunlight. So yeah, I'd leave that there. If you really wanted to get a good view of the southern sky, go around on the other side of that tree. But yeah, I don't think I'd cut that down. Back to you, sir.
We'll leave the tree up where it belongs there, John, and I won't cut it down anytime soon. But what else have you been up to up there in Brown Summit, up there around Greensboro? How was your trip? That was one thing I was going to ask you. Meant to think about that earlier. Your trip up to see the eclipse. How was your trip? Everything go well, I'm assuming?
This is KN4RJ. And yeah, we had a good time. My mother-in-law's birthday was actually April 1st. She's 91 this year. And so all of my kids and grandkids, some of the cousins, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother's wife, and one of their children came over, and so we got a cake and had a birthday party with her, and then we went out to the local little airport. I set up my scope. Several people, and by several I mean a dozen or so people, actually flew in. One guy flew his helicopter in, and we sat out there just off the apron, and I set up my scope, and everybody came by and took a look, and I got some pictures. Unfortunately, I didn't think to take the solar filter off when it hit totality, so I've got several pictures just before that. But yeah, it turned out real well, and there was another gentleman there with a homemade scope that he had constructed and was actually projecting it onto a white screen, so people got to look at that, and we had a good time. Got some, you know, lunch meat and cheese and stud bread and stuff, and made sandwiches and just enjoyed it. And they had predicted that it was going to be, you know, iffy on the clouds, but there were just some few light clouds and didn't obstruct the view at all. So we had a good time. It was a good trip. Back to you.
This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KN4RJ and Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. Well, John, I'm glad y'all had a wonderful trip, a safe trip up and back. My youngest son, Stephen, he was born on April 1st. He is no April Fool by any mean, but he was 45 this April 1st. So he's getting old.
This is KN4RJN. From your and my perspective, Gary, he's just a kid. And from my mother-in-law's perspective, he's just a baby. But, yeah, my oldest is in her 40s, 44, 45, somewhere around in there. I can't keep track. My youngest one is in his mid to late 30s right now. So, yeah, somebody's getting old. I think it might be us.
Joy keeps telling me that age is just a number on the calendar, so I'm not getting old. But I do do what Mr. Ray Allison used to do. He said, I'm still trying to find somebody that can tell me what it feels like to be old. I keep asking folks, and they keep telling me about their aches and pains. I said, well, everybody's got that. That don't necessarily mean you're old. There's a lot of young people that's got aches and pains, too. So, you know, find out. If you find somebody that really knows what it's like to be old, I want them to tell me. I thought about asking Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. He's 99. And if he lives for just a little bit longer, he'll be at the century mark. So, but he's not old yet either, so, you know, that'd be all right. But my oldest, Anthony, is 51, and of course my youngest is 45 or is he, I guess he's 46 because there's only 5 years difference in him, so he's older than I thought he was.
This is KN4RJN. Well, old is a state of mind, and my wife will swear to you that I'm only 12, but my body tells me otherwise. So, anyway, Gary, I'll say 73s and back on out of here. I know there's some other folks who want to talk to you, too. So you tell Joy I said hi, and you have a good one. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
We do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always. And hopefully I'll be able to see some of the meteor showers when we go out to, after the and look up into the skies. It's relatively clear down this way. There's a few clouds, but nothing major. Or when I was out a while ago feeding the dogs, so maybe I'll be able to see some tonight. But you have a wonderful week, what's left our weather. This is the start of the week, so have a wonderful week up there in Down Summit. Appreciate you talking to us and look forward to doing it again here real soon. 73, my friend, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI4DOS. Well, the stop is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, up over there in Greer. Larry, it's not too slippery. What have you and Miss Donna been up to there, young man?
4DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, gracious. It's always a good net that starts with John and his report and getting to know him a little bit better and know the skies a little bit better as well. That's always a good start to the net. Well, I'd like to say a couple things. John's was an aunt at 90, and my aunt Pauline and your son-in-law have the same birthday, April 1st. So at 90 and 89 and 51, is it? Gracious. It's marvelous. And then I'll tell you what it is like to get old. I am getting older. And the nice, warm, cozy that I'll pass along to anybody listening is that as you're getting older, you know that if you've been privileged to get old, and some people aren't, you know, privileged in that sense, you start looking for your forever home. That's bad. KK4JBQ.
Hello? where my forever home is. So I don't have to worry about that. But it's like you said, you look forward to it, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just glad to be here, taking one day at a time, and good Lord let me get up and draw another breath. I'm going to have to say something in his favor for letting me be here. Don't know why he let me here, but he did, and there's got to be a reason for it, but I don't know what it is. April the 1st was a super wonderful time. John made the statement something about being 12 with my daughter-in-law, my youngest son Stephen's wife. Her birthday is February 29, and so, she don't get one but every 4 years. So she's just a young thing yet.
No, there's some people who have special birthdays like that. Birthdays that are famous for some other reason, perhaps. April 1st, March, what is it, March 29th, and also Christmas Day. I had a friend, I was in Michigan, and she was from Wisconsin. It's a little further to the west. And her name, I can't remember her name, but her birthday was on Christmas Day. And first person I'd ever met whose birthday was on Christmas Day. Now, what do you do? That's a coincidence that is devastating to a child. She said to me, I'll never forget it, she said to me, well, when I got old enough to realize that my birthday was the same as another person's very famous birthday, and the celebration for his birthday and the celebration for my birthday would overshadow the other, you know. And she said, so what we decided as a family, I think it was partly her parents that realized this, I would celebrate my birthday on July the 25th. 6 months hence. She said, it's always worked out. Oh, so you can, you know, the age, well, that just accumulates, you know. You can't do anything about that. But the celebration, you can move that. KK4JBQ.
That is a good way to look at it. You know, my birthday is actually November, almost on Thanksgiving. It was November 26th. And people ask me, they say, how old are you, or when were you born? And, you know, I just, if it's whatever, you know, I'll just go into the, if it's... So my birthday is actually, I was born in November, but January of the coming year, I just go ahead and advance my birthday. That way I'm not surprised or overwhelmed when my birthday gets here. I've never been one to really count numbers and all that. You know, there's a lot of folks that think 30 was bad, and a lot of folks that think 40 was bad. And, hey, I'm just happy to be here. If I get to be 80, then I'll be happy to be 80. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting close.
Isn't it, it's kind of alarming to think of yourself as an old person. If I have longer to live, well, so be it. And it'll probably be, as they say, ensconced at some time. I will actually wake up one morning and I'll realize I am an old guy. Right now, I don't feel that way. And I hope everyone is gifted with an attitude similar to that. You don't feel your age. You don't wake up every morning and salute your age. I mean, for crying out loud, right? Now, I have assumed some of the things you mentioned Ray earlier. One of the things that he's kind of famous for saying, I heard him say, that when he gets tired, he stops. Tired of working. And Ray worked hard. He put out a garden every year. He kept his vehicles up to par on his own. And he had several hobbies that were active. And he says, when I get tired, I just sit down and I take a breather. And then I get up and go again. That's very wise to push yourself at any point in your life is burning up candles you don't have, you know. Your endurance and whatever stress you're going under, whatever that might be, you start feeling a little earlier in the day as you get older. But his remedy for that was just acknowledge it and have yourself a sit down, look out on a vista, perhaps, or listen to the birds sing. Anyway, I like remembering Ray. He was one fine person to have known. And I can say that about a few people. I've had a fortunate life. I have met some marvelous people. And Ray is in that category. Marvelous person. I know you agree.
Hey, Larry, no doubt about that. And, Ray said don't ever quit. You know, keep moving as long as you can. But I had another fella tell me, he said, well, you know, our bodies were not designed to sit down all the time. They were sit down, or they were designed for mobility and, you know, to do things and to continue to do things, you know. And he said that if you sit down and you start losing your mobility, then your health starts going down. But he said that he thought that the best medicine was to be active. And so that's what I try to do myself. I'm not saying I don't sit down occasionally and pick up a good book or something of that nature, because I do. But then again, I'm like you said about Ray, I'm learning my limits. We'll put it that way. I don't push myself as hard as I used to. I still push a little bit because I want to and I can. But I don't push quite as hard. You know, I used to go out and do all the yard work in one day. You know, mow all the grass, do all the weed eating, all the trimming, do everything. And now I've decided that after my episode, I decided to slow things down a little bit. I didn't have to get it all done in one day. I'll do a little bit today. I'll cut the grass today, and tomorrow I'll run the weed eater on part of the yard, and then the next day I'll run the weed eater on the rest of the yard, or maybe I won't. If I get around to it, fine. If I don't, it's not going to matter anyway. That's a marvelous way to look at things. It is. Well, earlier I mentioned one of the things Ray would do was just he'd find a spot and he'd sit down and he'd just start appreciating other things. You know, that's it taking your mind off the aches or pains. You know, that's one thing that you must do. You can't dwell on that. Putting your mind on something else that's while you may cut the grass and you may do weeding and trimming and stuff like that, nature pretty much takes care of herself. And looking out over that and appreciating just how nicely that's all put together, it's a little zen-like, you know, to notice something that's working, you know, from whenever it started all the way up to now. It's been working on its own without much help and doing a fine job of it, I think. It reminds me of something I heard this morning on a radio station I listen to. The fellow says, I love birds. He says, I just love to listen to them sing, except for one. And that's a bird that
for some reason was not given a call of its own. You know, a recognizable song to sing, you know. But instead of having its own, it copies everybody else's. I'm talking about the mockingbird, of course. And he says, my wife has pointed out to me that I have got to go out there and get rid of the mockingbird, because just about, what is it, about 10 o'clock at night, this bird starts right outside their bedroom window. There's a tree that this bird likes to sit in, and from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m., all night long, this bird is mimicking car alarms. Now imagine that. It'll go, you know, ka-tweak, 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 and then waggle, waggle, waggle. And their neighborhood must have this occur from time to time on different cars, because he just kept saying, imagine all the car alarms and the different alarms that you may have heard. This bird has remembered them all and goes through the whole thing every night. I just don't know. I've never heard anything like it. KK4JBQ.
KK4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, I haven't heard one that sounded like a car alarm, but that wouldn't be enough to make you want to go out and do something about it. Joy and I had a red-headed woodpecker here. He has finally gone on. I don't know where he's at, but he would get out and get on our gutters. And we've got the... oh, I don't know what they call them, leaf guard or something, that, you know, they don't get clogged up, supposedly. And he would get out there, and he would get to rattling on those gutters, and he would do it before the alarm went off, you know, and early in the mornings. And I'd go out, and I'd run him off, you know. And Joyce says, well, why? Just take the BB gun out there and shoot it. I said, honey, I can't do that. That's an endangered species. Yeah, he's protected. I said, somebody catches me shooting that bird, you know, I'm not going to go to jail. They ain't going to jail over a bird. I'll put up with a racket. So after I told her that, we decided it'd be best just to let the bird alone and, you know, go out there and chase him off the gutters every once in a while. And he finally made somebody else.
My gracious. Well, I'll just add to this mockingbird portion of our conversation that I like mockingbirds. Donna and I used to feed birds in the yard before cats became numerous around here. And, oh, I don't like to see anything hungry. I mean, really terribly hungry and scrawny and you know, like that. So I've been sitting out food now for a few years. And I don't know what else to do. That's just my feelings about it. So we don't feed the songbirds anymore because it's tempting for the cats, really. And they, oh, the little tiny hummingbirds, we get those. And they're wiry. I mean, they really are wiry. I've got some beautiful pictures of hummingbirds on their little feeders. Well, anyhow, I like mockingbirds. They are interesting in that you can identify a mockingbird if you hear from the same direction, the same point, if you have good, you know, we have two ears for a reason. It helps us locate things, because the arrival time of the sound is very, very slightly different from the left to the right ear. And our brain works it out. Which direction is that coming from? Isn't that marvelous? Well, anyway, so I just I just marvel at little things like that. I really do. Before I leave, I'd like to we were talking about birthdays earlier. Saturday, the 27th, this coming up Saturday, is the birthday of Samuel F.B. Morse, the guy who gave us Morse code. He, along with Alfred Thayil, I think, was an assistant, a collaborator anyway. They came up with that. So we should remember Morse on Saturday. And, well, I guess that about does it for me. Got a little bit of amateur radio in there, didn't I? look for that. Well, Gary, take care. It's a wonderful opportunity. I wish more people would take advantage of the opportunity it is to talk with the whole neighborhood all at once. This is our family, after all, and let's all keep in touch. Gary, thanks for calling the net again tonight. We'll look forward to Wednesday when we can do it again. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you.